Prison Podcast Number 1, The Skeleton and the Bones. Five main functions of the skeleton: movement, protection of vital organs, storage of minerals, for example calcium, shape and support, and the last one is protection of red and white blood cells. The male and female skeleton is slightly different, with the males being heavier and having longer bones. The female has a wider pelvis for childbirth. In terms of the structure of the skeleton, at birth you're born with 275 bones, and as you age some of them fuse and the adult skeleton has 206 bones. There are two types of skeleton. You've got the axial skeleton, which is for protection and support, and is the central part of the skeleton. It has 80 bones. They include the cranium, vertebral column and ribcage. The appendicular skeleton provides movement and is made up of 126 bones, including the shoulder, the clavicle, the pelvic girdle, the arms, legs, hands and feet. The skull, which is also called the cranium, acts as a protective framework around the brain. You have 8 cranial bones and 14 facial bones. The thorax, which is your chest, is made up of the sternum, which is a dagger-shaped, the ribs, which are flat and curved, there are 12 pairs, and 12 of thoracic vertebrae. The ribs. The first 7 pairs connect to the spine and the sternum. The next 3 pairs connect to the spine and the rib above. The last 2 pairs are called floating ribs and are only connected to the spine. The vertebral column. There are 7 cervical vertebrae, 12 thoracic vertebrae, 5 lumbar vertebrae, 5 sacral vertebrae, and 4 coccygeal vertebrae. The cervical vertebrae. There are 7. The first is called the atlas. The second vertebrae is called the axis, which allows rotation of the head. In terms of movement, there is flexion, extension, lateral flexion, and rotation. Thoracic vertebrae. There are 12. It's larger than the cervical vertebrae, and the ribs are connected. Movement is limited flexion and extension. The lumbar vertebrae. 5. They're the largest in the spinal column and support the weight of most of the body. The movement is flexion, extension and lateral extension. The sacrum, 5 fused vertebrae. And the coccyx, which is your tailbone and is made up of 4 bones fused together. They have little or no movement. The shoulder girdle. It's made up of 2 scapula and 2 clavicle. Allows muscles to attach that allow the shoulder and elbow to move. The clavicle connects the humerus to the trunk of the body. At one end connects to the sternum and the other to the scapula. The scapula is shaped like a triangle. It fits on the back of the rib cage. The humerus fits into the shallow depression called the glenoid cavity. The arm. It's made up of the humerus, the ulna and the radius. When looking at the body in the anatomical position, the ulna is underneath the radius. The hand. It's made up of 3 parts. You've got 8 carpals, which are your wrist bones, 5 metacarpals, which is the palm, and 14 phalanges, which are your fingers. You've got 3 bones in each finger and 2 bones in the thumb. The pelvic girdle has 2 coxal bones. 3 parts of the coxal bone is the ilium, the ischium, and the pubis. The lower limbs are from the pelvis down over. They've got the femur, which is the largest and longest and strongest bone in the body. You have the tibia, which is the larger shin bone, which is on the medial side, and the fibula, which is on the lateral side. You've also got the patella, which is a triangle shape, and it's kept within the patella tendon, which protects the knee. The foot is made up of 26 bones in total. There are 7 tarsal bones, which make up the ankle, 5 metatarsals, which make up the foot, and 14 phalanges, which make up the toes. Bone growth and structure. Bone is a living tissue. Its growth is known as ossification. Ossification is a balanced action between 2 cells. You have osteoclasts, which are bone removers, and osteoblasts, which are bone builders. Remember, B for building. Bone is continually being broken and remade. At birth, All bones are made of cartilage. Gradually, the cartilage is replaced by bone through ossification. Bones are fully formed at 18 years and fully fused at 25. Bone is the hardest connective tissue in the human body. It is composed of water, calcium, collagen, and fluoride salts. Classification of bones. There are long bones, short bones, flat bones, irregular, and sesamoid. Long bones are longer than they are wide. They are found in the limbs and the digits. They act as levers to allow movement. Short bones are cube-shaped. They are nearly equal in length and width and are designed for strength. Flat bones protect internal organs and provide attachment sites for muscles. Irregular bones have a variety of shapes and functions. For example, vertebrae protect the spinal cord. Sesamoid bones are small bones that help with joint movements. They normally develop within a tendon. The patella is a sesamoid bone within the tendon of the quadriceps groups of muscles. Structure of a long bone. A long bone is made up of a shaft and two ends that look like fists. The two ends are called the epiphysis, and the shaft is called the diaphysis. The epiphysis contains a honeycomb-shaped or spongy bone called cancellous. It is a criss-cross matrix that provides greater support without the weight of a solid bone. It is also filled with red bone marrow, which is found between the spongy tissues, and provides red and white blood cells. At the end of the epiphysis is articular cartilage. The shaft is made up of compact bone with a marrow cavity, which contains yellow bone marrow. The epiphyseal plate, or the growth plate, separates the diaphysis from the epiphysis. The periosteum is a protective skin around the outside of the bone, and it has a rich blood supply for growth and repair. Factors affecting bone structure. Bone growth is vulnerable. It is important to have calcium and exercise through activity. Growth of bone is affected by age, for example, osteoporosis. The skeleton grows quickly during childhood and adolescence. Young people should not engage in extreme strength training. It can stunt growth and rupture tendons. A child should only use their weight as a load when training. Weight should only be used after puberty. Activity types and bones. During weight-bearing exercises, bone density will increase due to the bone being stressed. For example, weight training, running, rowing, and cycling. All at least moderate stresses on the bone. Walking and swimming have a lesser effect. They still benefit for energy use and aerobic fitness, though. Long-term effect of exercise on bones. You have increased bone density, increased ligament strength, increased joint strength, increased thickness of articular cartilage. You reduce the risk of osteoporosis as you get older. Osteoporosis is also known as brittle bones.